Man, if you lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to help you, provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions today. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look into the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating your hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. You can choose from their personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. All you got to do is answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed. At one low price, it covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports. For your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Gonna have a big week of gambling ahead of us, kids. Super Bowls this weekend. Gonna go through every single prop bet on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to 1,000. The spread is now changed. It is now down to -1. A lot of people betting the Eagles, I guess. How's that working out?
See, they're betting betting Saquon.
I heard a lot of people also betting the teasers as well. That might be why they got rid of that half a point.
Yeah.
6 would have driven that up to 7.5, which is where I'm looking to go.
Now it's 7. I think Vegas just heard that Dan got his Saquon Barkley jersey, and that moved the number.
You got it in the mail. Is that new?
Yeah. Of course.
Looks great. Looks
beautiful.
Great.
Well, it can't be more than a year old because he just got there.
That's true. But I didn't know if you got it at the beginning of the season.
No, I got it like 2 days ago.
He's a pretty fair weather fan.
Yeah.
Huge fair weather fan. Yeah.
T-shirt fan.
Yeah. The one team I actually give a shit about.
I know. Yeah. I know. And here we are.
I'm going to fucking remind you of that when you're a little boner about the Phillies come like September again.
Yeah.
Dude, I told you, I follow them daily. I look on the phone. It's like an old man going through the paper.
Not just like 10 games.
Reading the box scores, you know?
Sure it is.
Box score Danny over here.
Derek's trying to get me to bet this all. I wonder what their max bet here is on my bookie for the Super Bowl this week.
I think you need to max it.
$22,220. So I could max it on both. I can go straight up and then the teaser, and that should get rid of the entire account of what I've won this week. Tune into Wednesday's show. I'm going to give this some serious thought, especially on that teaser.
You do got to save stuff for the props.
Yes. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot going on here. Speaking of a lot going on, the NBA. People are calling this potentially the worst trade ever. I don't know what's happening here. Luka.
I thought it was a troll.
AD. I thought it was a joke, too.
So, self-admittedly, Haven't cared about the NBA all year.
Me neither.
This got my attention.
Yeah.
Shams releases it and then has to put out like another statement after.
That he's not hacked.
Hey, not hacked. Not a joke. This is real.
It happened in the middle of the night. I mean, like, I was scrolling Instagram, like, minutes before going to bed.
Now, okay. Dan told me, I believe, Luka just bought a $15 million house in Dallas.
Last week.
So, totally so no blindsided.
He definitely didn't know.
Okay.
25, not even in his prime yet.
And this was, the Dallas management started this whole thing. L.A. was taken completely by surprise. Nobody on the Dallas side except for the GM really knew it, and the owner knew about it. They called the Lakers GM, like, hey, do you guys want Luka? And they're like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah,
that would be like, Plinko hey, do you want Jordan? Do you want LeBron?
Uh-huh.
He's the top three player in the fucking league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's not even in his prime yet. He's still 2 years away from his prime, technically.
So everybody has a ton of theories on this because it's so shocking.
He's coming up for the Supermax.
Right.
Which would be the biggest ever.
But here's the other thing. Now this is going to cost him $116 million because he's not on the same team.
Yeah, but he also goes into the media market of Los Angeles, so get fucked. Right. You know what I mean?
But then he goes from no state taxes in Texas to really high state taxes in California.
I think before you think about it, when you just look at the numbers on the contract, yeah, he's losing a shit ton of money, but I think this is probably financially he comes out ahead just in terms of
global superstardom and all that other stuff here.
Yeah. How do the Lakers keep, like, they keep getting away with this? Like, every 10 years or so.
The only time they got
pull
stopped,
off a move and it just, like, re...
The like, only time they got the stopped was that Chris Paul trade that got shut down
with Kobe.
By fucking homeboy.
Yeah, David Stern would never let this happen.
No. And he's in his grave somewhere, fucking rolling over, looking at this. Look, man, I've heard theories from LeBron made this happen because he was frustrated with AD. Obviously his agent reps AD, and who's his best friend, Mav Carter. And it's like, I don't know. I don't know what to think of this. The Lakers aren't playing bad. They have a shot at a title. I thought maybe they needed a center. AD last week in an interview also agreed that we need a center. And then I think we could make a title run this year.
Well, they need one now.
Yeah.
They don't know anybody now.
This is definitely not a move for this year. Like, I don't think they're a serious title contender.
No, this is replacing LeBron into the future.
But
what
you
this is.
Literally get Luka forever. Mm-hmm. You have another, like, 12 years, 13 years of Luka.
Yep. Which is amazing. You have one of the best players ever for the next 12, 13 years.
Just took the Mavs to the fucking finals?
Basically by himself.
With Kyrie.
I mean, Kyrie was there, but, like, Jesus Christ. I mean, there were stretches where he was scoring 40, 50 points every fucking game in the playoffs.
Luka was the alpha of that, for sure.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. I don't think the Lakers have to make another move, but I think they could be a championship contender this year if they just essentially, like, I don't know, moneyball the paint, essentially. You know what I mean? Like, just find good dudes who can, like, do work.
Just a rim protector?
Yeah.
But who guards Jokic? And that's what everybody's
Nobody
asking.
Nobody can guard Jokic anyways.
I know.
Why if you're focusing on your team on stopping Jokic, you're going to lose.
And also, you don't stop him with one guy anyway. Yeah. It's a scheme. Schemes are going to stop him, not any one dude locking him down. I mean, like, you can do that to an extent with a guard. Right, you can get like a lockdown dude to just kind of like try to chase a guard around or whatever. But with a dude in the middle like that, distributing from the inside out,
we're talking too many X's and O's.
Yeah.
The takeaway from this is, how the fuck did the Mavericks do this,
or why?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're a Mavericks fan, I think I don't have any problem with you just
quitting
your loyalty.
Well, they pretty much did. I mean, I was out with some Mavericks fans last night in the neighborhood, like all the dads, right? And they were fucking pissed, stunned, angry. Like,
you're sick.
That's my it's my kid's favorite
did
player.
The Atlanta,
for Christ's
sakes. The Atlanta Hawks actually win the trade now.
Yes.
Finally, we won something there in that fucking trade back in the day.
Wait, what did you guys win?
Trae Young.
Yeah, Trae Young.
Still on the team.
Still on the team for right now. So he's leading the league in assists. He's 25-12 right now.
I wouldn't celebrate Trae Young.
I mean, look, he's not going to win a title for us. Mm-hmm. For sure. But let's go around the horn here. What is your theory behind this? We'll start with you, Dan.
I think a number of things. I don't think there's any. I don't think there's even a remote possibility that LeBron wasn't involved. I will not believe that because of who he is, right? And the fact that the management is for Doncic and him what it is, right? So that, let's put that aside. I think from what I've heard from the Mavs team is that they think they've been constantly trying to get Luka to get in better shape, and he refuses.
Uh-huh.
Right, that's part of it. The other part is they've got this old school 90s defense wins championships idea. I don't know when that's played out in the NBA recently.
They just give up 91 first half points. You can
point to them. Yeah, and I mean, that was without – 80s out right now, so we'll see how that develops over the next couple of weeks. I don't understand it, but it's a theory. I mean, it's a strategy, rather. It's not a great one. But if you've got this guy that you're about to have to spend the biggest contract ever on and you don't think he's – going to fucking comply with what you want to do into the future, then it makes sense.
How do you not shop him, though? Like, yes. How do you not let that part doesn't make it available?
Didn't get you, every team in the fucking
NBA is going to offer you way more than what you got.
Here's why they didn't shop him, because there were fans out in the Dallas streets last night protesting this around the arena. I'm not kidding.
Well, didn't the coaches and players not... Didn't they play?
No one knew.
Nobody sat out. It was nuts. As of an hour ago, Bleacher Reporter's report is saying that... Luka apparently cried after finding out he was traded to LA, and that he literally bought a $15 million house in Dallas.
He's a
big time
Republican.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Actually, this is a good trade now. He's a crier. He will never win a championship. Los Angeles, or I'm sorry, the Mavericks made the right move. Get that pussy off the team.
Yeah. Is there any part of this at all that.
No.
AD and Kyrie can make a run now with that team?
No.
For 2 years?
No.
No.
No. And also, honest to God, this is going to sound fucked up, but just bear with me. At some point, let's say they win a championship. Is winning one random championship worth losing that superstar and then being ass and then maybe like you could win multiple championships with Luka if you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Is winning one random championship with AD and Kyrie and throwing away the possibility of that future, or just even if you never win a championship with Luka, just getting to have a generational Hall of Fame player that you'll remember for the rest of your life, is that worth it?
I guess ask the Raptors.
But that's different because
they didn't mortgage anything.
Kawhi, yeah, Leonard wasn't like a Raptor.
No,
he was a lifetime Raptor.
I'm just saying that's kind of like the only comparable thing I can think of.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth it, even if it happens, and it's not going to happen
for the Mavericks.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, there's another, like, all these rumors are so wild.
The team doesn't make you better. It's like AD doesn't make you better.
They said there was an anonymous source here that the Mavs staff say Nico Harris's wife was obsessed with Luka. Even calling him Nico Doncic at certain times, making things uncomfortable for the front office, is according to Shams.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is that true?
Gilbert Arenas once said, every NBA issue is caused between a woman or a card game. So that could be the case.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see. Looking at the rest of this here, Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, it's just so nuts to me. Can LeBron, if the Lakers don't get anybody, can LeBron and Luka win a title with his current team?
They will. They will. They'll get a rim protector. I'm thinking that Wessler kid from Utah, maybe, if they'll come up off of him. I don't know if they will because he's only 23.
Yeah.
But he's out there. He's in the top five in the league in rebounds and blocks. But they got to get somebody, even if it's like just some slapdick that can only play defense.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Actually get a rim don't protector. Think LeBron knew about this, and I'll tell you why. Because if they told LeBron, that's getting out. Like, the information that Luka's getting traded – at least leaks.
Yeah.
Because LeBron's camp is not like loose. Mm. They're very loose lips.
Yeah. It feels like I don't think anyone knew because it's too fucking crazy.
Well, if it leaked at all, it never would have happened.
No. Yeah.
Like, the fans would have lost their shit. Luka would have lost his shit. His dad's talking shit in the press right now.
But yeah. How do you not Shams is saying this deal materialized in the shadows. LeBron James had no idea this was coming.
AD
had no idea this was coming. Luka is still stunned as of right now about this trade. Like,
how do you not get like 20 draft picks in the future?
I don't. They got one first rounder in 4 years.
Yeah.
But it's. I don't even know who the fuck is playing in 4 years.
And if you had issues with Luka not being in shape, guess who's got like a light lit under their ass to get in shape and just terrorize you for the next decade?
Well, I can tell you this: if you're gonna get in shape, LA is certainly a place to shame you into doing it for sure.
Like, just get fucking what's his nuts, Jordan's guy.
Yep. He's been out there, and he's not working since Kobe.
But perhaps they're going to get out of the LeBron business soon. You know, maybe they trade LeBron.
Well, regardless, they're getting out of the LeBron business soon because he's 41 years
he's
old, 41. Right?
Yeah.
This is not even a smart move. It's just a no-brainer for LA. They couldn't have. Yeah, it's not like they outfoxed anybody here. But
no.
Certainly you say yes to this.
Every team in the NBA takes this deal.
Every single one.
Even if you're the Hawks. Yeah, dude, you trade Trae Young for Luka.
You trade the team for Luka.
Yeah, the whole team. You hold the whole fucking team.
Whoever.
They didn't have to give up anything. They gave up AD. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Let's see. Lakers logic, according to leaked sources, is that they're parting with both their first rounders would be too perilous. His contract would expire in 2026, and they could know they couldn't know his interest in re-signing with the Mavs, so they had no chance. So they wanted to pull out of this as well because they didn't know if he was going to leave. Luka was going to leave the Mavs. I mean, I don't know how you would turn down that much money.
Yeah, there's no way. And
Mark Cuban doesn't own the team anymore.
Turn down that much money and go to a state that has fucking high income tax, right? Because the other teams he could have possibly gone to that don't have state income tax, one is the Spurs in conference and in state. That's never going to happen, yeah, right?
Or the Rockets, for that or matter, who are having a great season in their own right.
Yeah, or the Rockets, who's also no fucking possibility that would ever happen. And then what one of the Florida teams, the Magic, he's not going to the fucking Magic.
The Heat.
No.
Right?
They the Magic can't afford
the Heat, I mean, like, would have to trade Jimmy Butler to even make that a possibility because he's got a $56 million player-only option for next year, which means he can fucking... Jimmy Butler, he also, by the way, told the Warriors today he wouldn't sign with them.
Now, maybe the Mavs get Jimmy. Now that team gets interesting.
That's possible, yeah. That would be a very interesting team. If AD can stay healthy, that would be a good team. Yeah.
Yes. Now, there was a lot of rumors for LeBron all year going to Golden State. If you're LeBron, do you ask now to go to Golden State?
Why would he? I mean, just to play pickup ball? Why?
Stay with Luka, see what you can do.
Now, you don't think the Warriors could win this year?
No, they're not even in the fucking playoff
line.
They're out of the fucking play-in game right now. They're like 12th or 13th, which is like bottom four in the league.
But with LeBron, would that push him over the edge?
I mean, it might push him into the play-in tournament.
No, it wouldn't. Nope. I don't think they would even make the 10th spot at this point.
Yeah.
Because
who
else is on that fucking team? Wiggins can't play unless fucking there's another superstar on the court. He's proven it, right?
Yeah.
And I don't mean another... I mean, another in addition to Steph. He needs two superstars to take the attention off him so he can perform. All the other guys are role players. Even Draymond at this point is barely a fucking role player. This is his last year.
It is funny, though, for how much we complained about it being the same teams year after year after year. The NBA finally has fresh, young talent coming up.
Extreme parity.
Yeah. Mm. Like, extreme. Way more parity than the NFL now.
Yeah.
I mean, the Thunder are bucking right now. SGA is the man.
I couldn't tell you who's going to win the NBA Finals this year.
Which is supposed to be awesome.
Maybe the Celtics.
But nobody gives a shit about the NBA, except now that, you know, they upset the apple cart. Luka moves.
Yeah.
Let's put on the tinfoil hats. Maybe this was to get interest in the NBA again.
Maybe. Yeah. By the way, I thought about that over the weekend, too. I was like, dude, ratings are down 52% year over year.
Shake it up.
This is the only thing that shakes it up. The next game they play is February 25th. It's Mavs against L.A. Everybody in America is going to watch that, including us. That'll be the first game that I watch the full NBA game of this entire year.
Literally hilarious. Also, by the way, interesting having Luka and LeBron on the same team, since I guess Luka's fat and LeBron is old.
Yeah.
But
and they also play the same style of game.
But that's the thing. Like, they can take wear and tear off each other.
Possessions off,
Yeah.
Like, you go ISO, I go ISO this possession. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, because LeBron's their point guard. Basically, for all intents and purposes. And Luka is literally a point guard. So now LeBron...
with the highest usage rate.
Yeah. I mean, like, it makes things more, I guess, efficient on each other's fat and old bodies, respectively.
Maybe. Yeah, and they have, the Lakers have role players. Dalton Connect, Hachimura is still there. Austin Reeves is a fucking killer.
Yeah.
He's one of the best crunch time players in the NBA right
Connect
now.
Connect 4, you got?
And Austin Reeves is actually a good player. Dalton Connect is still, he can play, but he's still getting there. But yeah,
he's a rookie.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. I think.
I watched Luka get off the plane last night, by the way. I didn't see the fat slob everybody was talking about.
He's not.
He's
270 pounds.
Yeah, he's fat for an NBA player. Tall. We were talking about this earlier. He could be in elite level shape, and he's still not going to play defense. So who fucking cares?
He could be ripping heaters on the court, drinking 40s.
Is it stopping him from playing offense?
Yeah.
Jokic is a fat turd, too, and he's the best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares?
And also, with that, too, like, the Mavs, if people are complaining about his defense, the Mavs have a top 10 defense in the NBA this year, apparently, by the numbers. So they, like, figured out a way to scheme around Luka taking cigarette breaks. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, in the finals last year.
Yeah.
This is the worst fucking trade in sports since either Edmonton sending Gretzky to the Kings
or Babe Ruth,
Babe Ruth to the Red Sox. Those are the only two comparable trades.
If AD were to somehow win a championship with Dallas this year, is it make it worth it?
No.
One title.
No, because Dallas,
they're only getting one title every 20 years anyway.
Dallas won one in, what, 2011?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yes.
And that
yes.
was nobody saw that happening, right?
Yeah, but you had Dirk 2.0, right? You just a decade of jersey sales,
yeah.
a decade of
all
people
of it.
Showing up for
I
Luka.
Just think it's people will care less if it's a team of guys they don't
of
care
rentals,
about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If AD and Kyrie are gone after the season or after next season, nobody's even going to remember this fucking championship. In the same way that Toronto is not still sitting around talking about that championship they won.
Toronto might be, but I'll tell you this. The Dallas championship in 2011 meant so much because it was such a big deal because Dirk, who they loved, it was their guy.
He got
like
one.
He got his ring. He brought a ring to Dallas.
No longer a soft European.
Yeah, yeah. And that meant something. But like a team, a random championship with a bunch of like rental dudes, especially for a, it's one thing with Toronto at least because they'd never won. But like with the Mavericks, who've been to a couple finals and won one with Dirk, like. It's not the same. It's not the same to just win a random thing with players you don't care about.
You're battling year after year with your guy.
Yeah.
But he finally gets over the hump. That's what you like. Like, Iverson never got over the hump, but I was always a huge Iverson and Sixers.
Everybody
fan.
Was.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody was.
You know, a trade that might in the long run end up being just as big as this is De'Aaron Fox going to the Spurs.
Huge. Oh, yeah. That was massive last night.
Now, they have, without, by the way, they're bottom fucking four in the fucking Western Conference right now, which means they're going to get a top 10 pick.
Uh-huh.
Their lineup right now is De'Aaron Fox, Stephen Castle, who's been good, Devin Vassell, who's averaging like fucking 18 points a game right now.
Wemby.
Harrison Barnes, who will go away, but his replacement, Jeremy Sochan, who is like 20 years old, is averaging 12 and 8 rebounds in fucking like 25 minutes a game as a rookie right now. And then Wemby. And they're going to get a top 10 draft pick next year, too. And now they have De'Aaron Fox, who's one of the best facilitators and a pretty good fucking spot-up shooter, too.
And yeah. I think this is like a pretty fucking solid draft this year.
Yeah, it is.
Obviously,
there's going to be 15 decent
top,
picks in this
like,
draft.
But like even guys like Jani Broome and stuff like they're really...
You got the Rutgers guys.
Yeah, there's some good... Well, they've got, dude from UT whose name I forget. Like, there's some legit dudes in college this year.
The mock drafts have the Spurs taking that kid from Israel that's a really good shooting guard.
Yeah, and there's a couple really
like
good
he's,
heroes.
He's fucking legit.
Well, that was with the – so they interviewed Giannis about this, and they said, hey, how do you feel about the trade? And he goes, I love it because now the European guys – he goes, I wish Jokic would go to New York with Luka in L.A. so that way the sport is more global and you have these European superstars on display. Maybe we start showing the game to Europe.
They already did it in China,
else.
But there were not with any Chinese players. I mean, Jeremy Lin had that whole thing, but mostly
Yao
China was
the only one.
Yeah, but it didn't get popular in China back then. It didn't get really popular until fucking Steph Curry.
So Giannis to the Bulls confirmed.
Yeah,
I mean, Midwest market.
He would be crazy to turn that down.
It's too big for Milwaukee,
to be honest.
Yeah, he's too big for
Milwaukee.
Dude,
all the great European players are in like mid markets.
Yeah,
Dallas is probably the biggest one.
Dallas was huge.
I know, but I'm saying, but that's still like sixth, seventh in the country.
It's not New York, Chicago, L.A., Atlanta, or
Dallas. Got to be top five, no?
Houston's top five.
Houston
is a top five market.
Houston is fourth.
Everybody
Houston's
forgets,
the city, yeah.
Yeah, everybody forgets.
I mean, San Antonio is the sixth or seventh biggest city in the country.
Fat wise?
No, like third fattest, okay. Seventh largest by population.
Okay, gotcha.
No one's ever actually fallen into the Riverwalk.
No,
really?
The river's too narrow.
Yeah, it's too narrow for those fat retards. Okay. Yeah,
they get jammed up.
Yeah,
Cleveland Cavaliers, by the way, have been the best team in basketball this year.
Nah, they're not going to get to the fucking finals.
I don't think so either. I think it's probably the Celtics.
They have Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, they're great.
Evan Mobley and Jared Allen.
They've been an awesome year.
But guess what? The Celtics they exist.
The Celtics,
they're inevitable.
Yeah, because Chet's getting a ring this year.
But I'm saying for the Eastern Conference.
Chet Hanks.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Chet Hanks. Because your boy Chet is on the bench right now with an injury again.
He's going to get – well, A, he'll get a ring either way. He'll be back for this year. He'll be back just in time for June.
Will he?
For May.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I think he's out for the year. But, you know.
He's not out for the year.
Past Chet's a bust talk, all right? He's awesome.
He's going to be reevaluated.
He's Greg Oden 2.0.
He's going to be reevaluated at the end of February.
He's already way more successful than Greg Oden
ever was. He just dunked
at
the shoot-around yesterday. He's going to be back.
He'll be back. It's his hip, though, which is not great because that's the third lower body injury in the last 4 years for him.
If you're saying hips don't lie, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Shakira proved that last night at the Grammys.
A thing.
What?
How does Wemby just hold up?
I don't know.
He must be
by the way, because I had the same notes about Chet, right? And like Wemby's
way
even,
bigger.
No shit. And he's even skinnier than him. And I'm like, how the fuck is that guy not broken his leg in half?
I mean, Giannis, people forget, Giannis was a fucking twig when he came into the league. So Wemby will put on muscle, and I assume Like, these NBA teams don't fuck around anymore. Like, they have probably 8 dietitians rectally probing him and making sure everything, like, they just have a team of scientists. They have a team of scientists on Wemby, I fucking guarantee it. Yeah, no, Luka's just drinking beer.
Yeah,
and
he doesn't give a fuck. Same thing with Jokic, by the way. He's like, yeah. I need to go back and see my horses.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Shit.
This is like the two coolest dudes in the NBA.
But you remember in The Last Dance, Tim Grover talking about remaking Jordan's body over the course of like 6 months, right? Mm-hmm. Where he put on 15 pounds of upper body muscle and blah, blah, blah. I mean,
he told that story on our show.
Yeah, there are trainers out there. Like, if you get Luka into the hands of Tim Grover, he can fucking do something.
You can't do what Jordan did and wear lifting gloves. That was kind of soft by Jordan.
Well,
lifting gloves are called calluses, my friend.
Yeah.
And if you use gloves.
And Jordan used gloves.
That's good.
So he loses my respect, honestly.
Yeah, that's. I think we should take him out of the Hall of Fame, actually.
I think his $3 billion, he's going to care tonight. I want to ask you about this Nico Harrison guy, too, because I didn't know this until last night when the Mavs fans brought it up. He botched the Nike pitch to Steph Curry by putting somebody else's name.
It was KD's name was still on it, yeah.
No fucking way. Is that a true story?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so Steph and his dad went into the thing for the meeting. His dad was like, you got to take the meeting because it's fucking Nike, right?
Sure.
Goes into the meeting and it's all KD shit on there. Like, oh, sorry about that.
No fucking way.
No, that's embarrassing.
Right? Didn't want to pay Jalen Brunson $55 million for 4 years in Dallas.
Yep.
That's true, too?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, he did also pull off the Kyrie. Look, he built a team that got to the finals last year. So his record overall as a executive on the Mavs until this weekend was pretty good.
This weekend is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sentence because it's over now.
Yeah.
No matter what happens with this trade, he fucked up big time.
Yeah.
It is.
But maybe it's this new ownership group. They just don't want Luka there anymore, and he's the general manager. He's got to do something.
So let me ask you this. Two more here to report. So Magic Johnson's saying they definitely need a big man. That's obvious. Mm-hmm. If they get one, can they win? Can the Lakers win?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think so.
Yep.
Who's the guy out there that they could realistically get?
No one you've heard
Robert
of,
Williams.
Probably. Like it's just gonna be like a big man or two big men. I mean, I don't think they're gonna get a name.
You just need a big.
Yeah,
that protects the rim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like a $10 million guy.
Yeah.
And then this is the biggest shocker to me, and we'll end it with this is Wendy. That's LeBron's boy. Brian Windhorst, that's the only reason he has a job at ESPN is literally because he reported on LeBron in Cleveland all those fucking years. Mm-hmm. And they were like, dude, you're the only one with any like real insight to him.
That's how LeBron had
come be here.
No information on this trade.
Yeah. And so he's now saying that everything the Lakers do going forward is about the number 77. They are now Luka's team. I mean, it's basically just burying LeBron now at this point. And I think that's probably a fair assessment, right?
Should probably move on from LeBron.
Where does he go? If you were, let's say you're LeBron, you try to get one more ring. Where does LeBron go today?
Cleveland. LA.
Cleveland?
No. What if he goes back to Cleveland?
There's no spot
for one more ring.
There's no spot for him on that team. You already have two guys that are ISO players and your guard and shooting guard right now. You can't play like that.
You make room for LeBron.
Yeah, you can always make room for LeBron.
You can make room for it. It's not a matter of making room for it. It's a matter of if it fucking works or not, right?
If he's going to retire, though, after this year, going to Cleveland for one more run for a championship is pretty fucking awesome.
Or if he wants to be a real asshole to get another ring, go to like San Antonio or something.
Or Denver.
Denver.
Yeah.
San Antonio wouldn't be the worst thing. Denver, they'd never allow that to happen, but San Antonio might be something.
Well, they got, I mean, what would you say they're fourth to last? So they're out. I mean,
you know who's actually pretty well positioned and just needs that kind of like guy to get him over the hump?
Who?
The Knicks.
Oh boy. Bringing a title to New York.
Wow. That would be a big boy move and a legendary career move.
Think about that. I know. Brunson, Cat, LeBron.
They haven't won since the 70s either. So, like, dude, New York would be on fire. It'd be awesome. Yeah.
He should do that.
That would be a good one, too.
Yeah, so,
and by the way, easier conference.
Way easier.
Well, that's why I said Cleveland, too. Cleveland or New York is a fun pitch.
Cleveland has.
New York is a really fun pitch, but. Cleveland, if you were going to retire this year for sure, and you make that last run in your home city again, pretty fucking rad story.
Cleveland has Donovan Mitchell at 30% usage, and then Darius Garland at 26% usage. If you put LeBron on that team, it becomes an ISO ball game, and there's no way they win like that. But by the way, you have one of the better centers in the league, too.
I think LeBron just adapts. Like, if he needs to be, a power forward, he would do it.
Well, I mean, what they're saying here on the internet is that he's, so far, as of today, is just going to be a mentor at this point to him. But to Luka, I don't see him sitting there and taking that as last year. He's got to get.
He's got to try to get one more ring. But I do think LeBron, to your point, like completely adaptable. He's one of the like people like can talk all the shit on him they want, but he's one of the smartest dudes I've ever seen play basketball. Yeah. Just watch him pass the ball. Like that is you cannot pass like that without being hyper intelligent.
Now him and Luka on the court together, it's like two computers.
That's must watch basketball just for the passing alone. Like, it's going to be fucking insane.
Just processing in real time.
Yeah.
That's funny. And then lastly here, the thing that Luka posted on his IG with Nico GM calling at 3:10 a.m., 2:56 a.m., 2:54 a.m., 2:47 a.m., 2:35 a.m., 2:31 a.m., 2:20 a.m., 2:16 a.m. The only phone call he answered was from LeBron at 3:06 a.m. So I guess that's, you know, obviously when he found out and refused to talk to the GM of the Mavericks. So what the fuck?
I hope he called his wife.
It'd be funny. Luka's coming back from the bar as he throws on ESPN. That's how the ticker's just going across.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sorry. It kept going. 2:16 a.m., 2:05 a.m.
Yeah.
And this is all posted on Luka's Instagram. So you can see these missed calls.
So fucking funny.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
I hope he called the home phone. And the wife picked up. And he was like, hey, baby, your husband keeps blowing me up.
What up, girl?
Yeah.
What up?
Put him on in a minute. What are you doing?
Wow,
What are you wearing?
Wow. All right, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. And then we were chatting in the group chat over there on Drinker Bros Sports Facebook and asked you guys some ideas about how to fix the CFP going into next year and the future years. So we're going to read some of those off as well. I think you guys had some great fucking ideas. There was one in particular that I was like, dude, I'm all in on this one guy. So yeah, we'll read those. First and foremost, though, we are brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I know I've been on fire this year. Everybody's asking for these fucking picks. Wednesday. And I'll post them in the group on Wednesday. A lot of people coming to town this weekend. I think I'm going to bet all, and we'll see what happens here. I'm definitely going that fucking teaser, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's 100%.
I already put that in, yeah.
You can already put that in. It's Eagles plus 7.5, and I'm dropping that over down to 42. So that's a 24-21 game. That seems like a no-brainer to me. I think the Chiefs will win the game. However, it's not going to be more than a touchdown.
The Eagles certainly aren't losing by 7.5.
No.
There's no world in that where that happens.
And I could also look. You could also see the Eagles winning the fucking thing too. So even if you go 50-50 on that and it's a split, whatever, man. I'm fine with it. We'll be betting on the Gatorade, Taylor Swift, all that other shit. I don't know if you saw it at the Grammys last night. High skirts, and it looked like she had Travis Taylor's initials or Travis Kelce's.
She had a T
tattooed on her thigh.
I mean, her name is Taylor.
Right. So people are speculating what that means.
Good.
Or was she it did. A lowercase like a T? Because that could be a cross, or if it was on fire.
Uppercase.
Oh. Okay.
She's not looking like a surfboard anymore, Dan.
She was looking good.
She looked really good last summer.
No, you saw a fucking, this is called cheating right or left, by the way, but in the industry. So you fucking step forward one of your feet, you cant your body slightly to that side, and you flex your quad muscle.
She's
that's how you do
day.
It. And it may, no, she's definitely not.
She's on fire.
She's definitely not.
She's on fire right now.
She's not.
Great last
she's
night.
Like, I know the kind of woman Kelce used to date. I need to adapt.
Yes.
I mean, that would sure be does. Smart of her to start eating more, I guess, canned goods. You know what I mean?
She goes downtown on the fucking chicken tender buffet in the suite.
Mm. Okay. That'll help. That'll help.
All right.
There's not a lot of fat in that, but it'll help.
No. But the reason I bring up Taylor Swift, there is if you're trying to get your wife or girlfriend into the game or boyfriend, fuck it, into the game on Sunday, there's a shit ton of Taylor Swift prop bets. We'll go through all of those. And my Jesse actually is like, dude, I can tell you like 10 of those that are going to happen. So I was like, all right, cool. So we'll get some of the deets for those as well. And I think everybody and their mother's betting on that. There's nothing else going on this weekend, right? There's no UFC, Delco?
This week,
I mean, that would be... There's probably like a fight night. Yeah, but okay. They're not going to compete
I was
going to
say.
They just had a Saudi Arabia event fight night where Izzy got knocked out.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
He's done. It happens to happen to Chuck.
It does.
Once your brain starts getting banged around a little bit.
Might not be done. He should take a a year off, though.
I mean, he's got two. It takes 2 years, and you got to do all the therapy for it. If he does it, he'll come back. He's still like got the physical skills. It's
what
just
does
when
he need to read for
when you're. Yeah, no, exactly. It's not about that. It's about you get easier to knock out.
He likes comics, yeah,
like
anime.
Much easier. So. Yeah. Same thing happened to Chuck. Like he got that last one, the one before the old man one, but the last one with Tito where he got knocked out. He's got glanced a little bit and knocked him out because his brain couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah. Then there's nothing you can do.
No, you just got to go. You just got to go do the recovery.
I think he just ran into a buzzsaw.
Yeah, go to mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. This will be the largest bet in the history of our show. I can tell you that. And that's going down for the Super Bowl this weekend. Next up is firstform.com/drinking bros. Motherfucker, man. I just got out of the gym and I didn't take my microfactors today. So.
I get a new box, dude.
I get them every 30 days. Every listener that comes in is always like, man, I see you taking this shit. It's crazy you actually do it. I was like, yeah, man, we wouldn't fucking pitch this shit on the show if it wasn't great. Besides the microfactors, though, D'Anthony, they're more than just a little microfactor company. They're also protein. Tell us about the protein.
I can tell you about protein.
There you go.
Protein.
Building Block of Life.
Yeah, Building Block of Life. Yeah.
It's the flavors they have are great. I got to tell you. Like, there's nothing worse than... whether it's like a water additive or whatever the fuck, and you eat it and it has this weird aftertaste to it, it just doesn't taste like it's supposed to. That pisses me off so much. And it's just like anything else. Like if you build a workout plan for yourself that's too difficult to accomplish, you're gonna quit, right? And it's the same thing with your diet. If you have shit in your diet that it's not convenient for you to make and that you also like, you're going to stop eating it. Nobody's going to go on some weird diet and stay on it forever and hate themselves for it. That's just not how brains work, right?
Right.
So it's high quality protein, but it also tastes great. That's my favorite part about it.
Yeah. And I'm going to take these liver detox live on air today as well, because I was with those Mavs fans. They broke out the brown liquor on a Sunday night.
You have to for a Luka trade. Yeah.
Holy shit, man. I was not expecting
that. I guess this isn't like
a
LeBron taking his talents to South Beach where it's appropriate to burn the jersey, but you got to do something.
Well, it's weird.
It's not Luka's fault.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
It's not his fault. But I mean, they hate the GM. They hate everybody there.
Burn his house down. Hell yeah, Ross, brother.
Can I interest you in some first form protein as a dry scoop?
Today?
Yeah, you want to do it on air real quick?
What does it do to you?
You want to just do a dry scoop of protein?
No, that's dumb. Don't do that.
Why not? What does it do to you? I've never done a dry scoop. It's a clump
of dry powder in your mouth. That's stupid.
I mean, yeah, I've never done it.
Dude.
Yeah, no, don't
hit it.
I don't really care.
Well,
I don't really give a shit.
Don't,
what does it do to you?
On air.
It doesn't do
anything. You just get your protein. It just sucks. But their level one bars are great, too.
They are. They're right there.
If you ever want a dessert, this thing, they're the exact same calories as a candy bar.
Yes.
So it's not like, I mean, so it's essentially like actually good dessert. For you.
It is. Best in the biz over there at firstform.com/drinkingbros. Free shipping on orders over $75. And that is firstform spelled with a one. That is 1STPHORM. Firstform.com/drinkingbros. Are you going to scoop it up in your mouth here?
No, I was going to give it to you.
Dry scoop it?
Yeah, just dry scoop it.
Dry scoop it.
Strawberry right to the dome.
Let's do it. Is it strawberry?
Strawberry.
I've never had it. Give me that one. I always eat the bars.
This is a mistake.
Is it a mistake?
Yeah.
Just go right to the mouth. Crush it.
I'm going
to
do half of it here. Let's see what this is.
So no water.
No water.
It's like a mouth.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have something.
You get water down, but you got to try to swallow
the powder.
Whole thing.
You know what's weird? It actually tastes really good.
Yeah, of course it tastes good. It always tastes good. That's not the point.
No, but I mean plain it tastes good. Like, Jesus Christ.
What do you mean plain? Water doesn't add anything to the flavor.
But without anything? My God. All right, way to go, first form. That strawberry is actually pretty fucking good.
Damn.
It is good. Strawberry is good.
You did a little baby bit.
Yeah.
I was helping.
Well, you take a fucking full one.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
take a dry scoop. Yeah, I mean, this one's pretty much full still.
That's a lot, though. I'll tell you what, though. It's a lot for... I don't know if you can fit that whole thing in your mouth. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him fit bigger things than that in his mouth.
Wow.
He's talking
it's
about
a
wieners.
Lot. There it is. Look at that. It's going to be Eagles fans on Sunday right there, dude. Fly, Eagles, fly.
We still need to grease up a pole.
Oh, here?
We need to grease up everything in here.
Well,
can we get Diddy's guy?
Can we
get Diddy's guy in here to grease up everything?
Everybody's asking to bring that girl back for the show. And
we're
not doing that
ever.
Not a prayer.
Yeah, she's been barred from the premises.
Not a prayer. Next up, we got DrinkingBrosTickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these events, they're $10 cheaper than StubHub. Surprisingly, Super Bowl tickets have picked up down there in New Orleans. So they're getting pretty pricey down there. Don't really know why, to be honest with you.
Because it's in New Orleans.
I think that's it, right?
Why wouldn't you
go? I think as soon as people saw the weather today, they're like, oh, it's going to be nice down there, too.
Yeah. Is it really?
It's 77 fucking degrees right
well,
now.
Well, here in Texas, is it going to be like that in Louisiana?
The
this
weather
weekend?
On Sunday is going to be 78 degrees.
God damn it.
Clear skies.
Holy perfect shit. Fucking weather.
Low, low of 54, that? So even at night, you just throw on a fucking coat.
Yeah, you're fine.
It's going to be that. Perfect.
And it looks like chewing gum in your mouth over there. It does taste really fucking good, though, by the way.
Foul.
Yeah, that
strawberry.
Was...
You want to do one?
No, nah, I'm good.
It's really good.
I got a Lucian.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, you got a Lucian over there.
I'm going to try to talk the entire show like this.
That's fun. Last but not least, we got WeFunder.com/HardAFSeltzer. We were informed by the SEC that I guess you can only do 6 months with these fundraisers online, so it ends on April 30th, which is a bummer. So if you want to join the company... Please do so now. We left 30% of it open up to you on WeFunder.com/HardAFSeltzer. I know we've been sold out a lot of places. This is our largest order we've ever placed this week. 20,000 12-packs. So, holy shit, those are going out across the nation. Also, the Tall Boys are coming out in May. Looking like potentially Veterans Day weekend as well. And then the tea we've been working on. So, yeah, dude. Green Apple. I know Penn State's getting the Blue Razz in 19-2, the Tall Boys. And then the last one is the tea. It's an Arnold Palmer, actually. I don't do the original bullshit. And then that's going to be coming at you soon. If you want to sample it before going into the company, go to hardafseltzer.com. Hit that store locator. Enter your city or zip. And it'll take you to the closest location nearest you. Grab a 12-pack today. There's a bunch in Dallas at the Total Wines. I know that right now because Ryan Mills is bringing some down for the Super Bowl here over the weekend. And Lázaro López will be here. That was confirmed over the weekend for the Super Bowl. And then join us. Join us live on air for the Super Bowl. Doing a live watch on YouTube here with everybody. Delco will be on set, obviously, for his Eagles. And with this much money on the line, it should be a fun watch. All right, we asked you guys at home, how do we fix the CFP here? And we'll get to that now. For you guys, what was your biggest note with the CFP? A reseed, potentially?
It's perfect. No,
that's
notes.
Two. Two things. One was reseeding after each round, and two was no auto bids for the conference winners.
No. No auto buys.
Auto buys, auto I mean. Buys. Yeah, auto buys. Okay. Yeah. Those are the only two things I would change.
Yeah. Because, by the way, the NCAA tournament... You do get an auto bid for winning your conference for basketball.
Yeah, but you don't
but
get
you don't
seeded.
Get an auto 2-seed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right? Like, that's, yeah.
Okay, so Chris Johnson here in the chat says, and this is on Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. It's a private group. Anybody can join to talk shit and look at the bet slips and all that other stuff. Just do not report any fucking post. All right? We can delete on our own.
Don't get butt hurt.
Jesus Christ, man. They'll delete the group. Chris Johnson says, reseed after the first round like the NFL. That's the answer. Oregon and Ohio State would have been a much better game in the semis or finals instead of the semi-trash teams like Penn State and Notre Dame that got through there.
Penn State was a good team.
That's what I think, too.
And Notre Dame was obviously a good team.
And Penn State's going to be elite next year. I mean, they're going to be very good.
They just need to reseed. Like, those teams got fucked. And again, we talked about this before. The only reason a tournament like the NCAA basketball tournament doesn't reseed is because just logistics. You can't do that. But like that's the only like it would be insane to
with
fly
60
a team.
Something teams. Yeah.
Yeah, you come can't on. Do it for that. But for a normal every other sport needs to reseed each round.
Yeah.
Yeah. David Montz. Yeah, my biggest gripe is how the seeding works. I don't agree with auto bids for conference champions. Me neither. Clemson was probably the weakest conference champion in the field.
Well, auto bids, there's got to be a prize. He probably means auto buys too, because that's what we've been talking about.
Clemson didn't get an auto buy.
They didn't. But they did get an auto bid. They should have.
That's bullshit. You got to keep an auto bid for a conference champion. It has to be an incentive.
I agree. Yeah.
I will say, though, if you want to eliminate conference championship games at this point,
yes,
and just say...
That wouldn't be the worst idea, because what's the fucking point now?
What's the point anymore? And why play it?
And especially because, too, now you're making fans... For some teams, it doesn't matter. Like half the SEC teams are within driving distance of Atlanta, so that's not necessarily a big deal. You still get hotels and shit. Although Auburn, Bama, Georgia, they just drive and then drive back.
But the Big Ten goes from LA up to fucking Washington and all the way the fuck
and
over.
And so it's an extra fucking game you're going to make. Like, there's only so much money these people fucking have to travel to games. Like, just make it the regular season. Winner is the winner, and then there's enough tiebreakers that it'll probably be fine. Like, honestly, For basketball, I love the conference tournaments, so I never want to get rid of those. But the real champion, the real conference champion in basketball is the regular season champion.
Yeah.
Right? The person who wins the conference tournament is not considered the fucking champion of the Big Ten or Big 12 or whatever. It's whoever had the best record in the regular season.
Even in football, the only utility that the conference championship has is to, in the four-team playoff, to allow a team to get into that playoff that wouldn't have because they had a couple of stumbles during the year. Now with 12 or 14 teams, that doesn't matter.
You don't need it. And right? I believe it was the SEC had the first conference championship game, and that was only in the 90s, by the way. This is not a storied, like, 100-year-old tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Conference championship games, relatively new in the grand scheme of things. The fucking Big Ten didn't have one until, like, 10 years ago.
Right. And the only reason they did it was because everybody else was doing it. And
you,
then
would,
they
you guys would
to...
get fucked Correct. By not having a conference championship yep. game, and it would keep people out. The reason the SEC did it in the first place, I think, was to boost the resume to win an AP championship and stuff like that.
Correct.
None of it's necessary anymore.
No.
Just get rid of it.
I agree. Kalen Cothran. Says he's the Notre Dame guy, Homer. He came back, though. He was on the trophies on the Sir Williams Award. I think we knew who won that this year. 12 to 16 teams is the perfect amount to give hope to underdogs and not be 2 months long. Here's the problem. Most are already playing a 12-game schedule. You add in four, you're at 16. That's an NFL schedule. Injuries, I agree with that as well, man. You're really towards the end of the year.
Conference championship's got to go.
And there's the playoffs start.
There's no reasonable fucking excuse to keep that in. I mean, even you could say that the conferences might lose some money because of it, right? And maybe that's true because of the TV deals or whatever.
Yep.
Just negotiate with the NCAA and figure it out and get rid of that fucking game.
He's got a good idea here. So he says, cut it to 10 games max. Eliminate the shit games of Phoenix Online. I like that as well. Like, I don't even like when my own team plays.
Yeah, I mean, the Notre Dame fan would say that.
Yeah, get rid of the NIU game.
Yep.
I didn't even think about that.
The conferences are getting so large now that you don't need to go out of conference for your shit games.
I agree.
You can just play Vanderbilt, which this year didn't work out, but next year it will.
I like non-conference games.
But if it's got to be a power five conference.
I think every non-conference slate should have a tune-up.
Yeah.
And then play a real P4 team.
I like when a Memphis punches up.
Yeah. Like, you should be playing G5 teams. You absolutely should be playing, because the G5 teams need it to get in. And also, it's fun to play schools. People forget this, too. Like, it's fun to play schools that you're not used to playing. Mm. It, like, literally is. It's fun to see different helmets.
Yes. But I think you can go 9 conference games at least. One out-of-conference game, make it a tough one. Like, Ohio State's leading off of Texas next year. That alone will drive interest into the entire opening weekend, Arch's first game, all that other shit. Like, you still need one big out-of-conference game. I think if you played 9 conference games on top of that, keep it at 10.
9 conference games, 2 non-con games.
Yes, and then keep it there, and then no championships whatsoever.
So 11 regular season games, and then a maximum of 4 postseason games. But if you get it, if you're a first round bye, it's 3 postseason games, so 14 games, 4-15. That would be better.
Yeah, let's see. Doug Gilbertson's saying too long of a gap between games. I agree too. Let's shorten that up.
A gap? What do you mean?
Like for Oregon, for example, Oregon they didn't play for
3 weeks.
3.5 weeks. Yeah.
It was a long time. You mean at the end of the season?
Mm-hmm. Between conference championship and
if the playoffs start that fucking conference championship weekend, then the most anybody will get off is 1 week.
So the conference championship game is the week after the regular season ends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So there would only be 1 week separation between if it started that weekend, that's the first round bye, and it would be a 2 week period basically where they get off, which is normal even in the NFL playoffs. That's the standard there. 3 weeks is too fucking much.
It fucks your timing. Yeah. It fucks you up, dude. Like that.
Like a team like Oregon.
To be honest, Oregon would have gone farther.
I agree.
If they had not been in the
same bracket as Ohio State, they probably would have gone back to the national championship.
They got absolutely fucked.
They did.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it wouldn't have mattered for other teams, but for Gabriel, it definitely mattered.
Yes. Well, that whole timing in the Oregon offense, man. I mean, they were so fast on the outside. You and I saw them in real life, and it was like they were so fast on the outside. However, there were such quick timing plays there that it's like they just didn't. They got housed in the first quarter, and the game was over. But yeah, I think they got penalized. Travis Smith is saying a jump from 4 to 12 was excessive. Was 12 inevitable? Absolutely, but the jump should have been gradual. Say start at 6, then go to 8, and then to 12.
Nah, dude, jump right into the deep end. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're heading to 14, and not I think 16. Well, it's in 26, right?
It'll be 12 next year still, yeah.
Yeah.
I think whatever. Don't make it beyond 14. I think 14 is more than enough.
Kevin Jones has got a good one here. Eliminate the winter transfer portal.
Yes.
18 playoff eliminates the bye week.
That doesn't really have anything to do with the playoffs itself, but that has to happen.
Yes.
Like you can't, if we're going to play these extra 3 to 4 games, if you're a title winner, you don't get to choose your team for next year. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
That, I mean, say parity is definitely good. There's no question about that, but people also love fucking elite dynasties too. You know what I mean? Like, nobody will ever win back-to-back again if you do that.
Yeah, BT Bates said, I think it should go back to the best two teams with the two best records, like every other professional sport league.
What does that mean, two best? And by the way, that's not how it works in any professional sport.
Every sports league has a playoff.
Well, yeah. It used to.
He's talking about the BCS, but that's not even the best records necessarily. Yeah. But yeah. Just the two
every
best
college
teams.
Sport has a
playoff. Remember Major League Baseball used to do that? Way back in the day.
Pre-World War II, yeah.
Yeah.
No, pre-80s, 70s? The LCS has started in the 70s.
72 or 73,
we should just reward the best regular season team, like a Premier League soccer.
There's no playoffs in soccer.
In Premier League, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There's some leagues that do it. You have a table, and it's you get 3 points for a win, one for a tie, and zero for a loss.
39 games, I think, right?
39 games.
And then
whoever has the most points at the end wins the league.
Yeah. Yep. Now, Cody Baggett is saying, I loved it. He said, you know, more football, obviously. Look, I'm all for more football, but it's got to be the right kind. And he said it forced Ohio State to go through a gauntlet to come out on top. Yes, that was probably the hardest stretch of four games I think anybody's ever had to play in a row there. But should you penalize Oregon for that? I don't think so. Like, Oregon was undefeated all fucking year, and they won the conference championship.
And beat Ohio State.
National
champs.
Yeah, they got fucked. There's no question that Oregon got fucked.
Claim it.
So
claim it in Eugene. Let's go.
Who would they have played in the first round if they had reseeded without, like, keeping the bye system as it was, reseeding? Who would they have got?
Clemson, probably.
No, Clemson lost. So
in the first round.
No, but Oregon had a bye. So
that's right.
Arizona State.
No, Arizona State had a bye.
No, it was Ohio State.
I'm saying, like, if the first round stayed as it was, but you reseeded, which they did not do, who would have come through? It would have either been Notre Dame or Penn State.
Who was seven actually, Ohio State was the highest. Yeah, so they were eight. Yeah. Fuck. Holy shit. Yeah, that actually is the seeding. So,
well,
they still would have played Ohio State.
Sorry, seeding is the seeding.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Sorry, Oregon.
But Boise and Arizona State took the other two
byes,
so like that's what fucked everything.
Yeah, the only two teams that really earned a bye in the bye round were Georgia and Oregon.
Yes.
The other two were stupid.
So do you switch that and have two byes, or what do you do?
No, you don't base it on conference winners, because there is no world in which the ACC and the Big 12 are comparable to the SEC and the Big 10. That is nonsense, right? Like, certainly we can have negotiations about this or that, but that is a ridiculous comparison. And to treat it as such, you get the results. And now, to be fair, Arizona State played a great game still.
Yes.
They won.
Yeah.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
Nate Grimm here is saying, I think it was awesome. It may have diminished the meaning of one rivalry game. It does. So your rivalry week games now would matter if there is no championship.
That's a narrative.
I like
problem.
That as well.
I think that's
if you eliminate the championship game for your conference.
I think that's a narrative problem. Now, at the end of the day, Ohio State ended up winning anyways. But if that loss to Michigan ended up costing them in the seeding, and they had to play in Oregon and lose to Oregon, if everything had gone the way it should, and Oregon had played them without fucking 6 months of rest like that, right? Oregon might beat Ohio State.
It did cost you, and you did overcome that cost.
Yeah, yeah. It sent you down to 8 instead of where you should have been, which is 5.
Oh,
right?
No.
And you ended up having to play Oregon instead of somebody else.
But a tune-up game at home, I think, really fucking helped, because like just being a Braves fan, that's what fucked us all these years.
I agree,
years.
But if you get rid of the conference championship, that's a non-factor at that point, right?
Yes.
But I'm just saying, like, let's say all the stuff that we want to have happen happens, and you guys lose to Michigan in one of the last two games of the season, mm-hmm. that definitely brings you down somewhere between 2 and 3 spots in the rankings at least.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And I like that idea.
Yeah.
Because I like rivalry.
So it's about one of my favorites. So it's about narrative. It's not about beating Michigan to beat Michigan now. It's about beating Michigan to get the fucking seed, which is the same for every other sport that's ever existed.
I always get hyped up for Utah.
Is that your rival?
I thought you hated Houston, or is that basketball that you hate?
It changes for us every year now because we don't really have a rival.
I'll just say this. There's no world in which I don't want to beat my rival, in which I don't fucking hate Kansas. Like, it just, that is what it is.
But it's Arkansas in football.
It's Arkansas now, yeah. We do play Kansas next year. But the point being, there's nothing you can do to take away meaning in that game for me, personally, because I will always want to win that fucking
So that's
game.
The thing, then. We just need to propagandize more hate into the hearts of these college students.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which shouldn't be that difficult.
No, it's not. But you have to eliminate the college championships then. Keith Ross is saying, as a Tennessee fan, I don't think that having home field advantage would have won us that game, but it definitely wouldn't have been a big factor.
That's more, to be honest, my opinion, I think that's more of a money thing than it is a competitive advantage thing.
Like for the
teams. There are some places on the road in college football.
Home team won.
Yeah, it's true, but it's like
they did.
Arizona State almost fucking pulled that one out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that was
Texas doesn't really have a home field advantage.
No, and there are schools that are like that.
But that Texas was against Clemson, so that was their home game. Yeah, the Arizona State game was somewhere else.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a competitive advantage, but I think it's at the end of the day the way the NCAA sees it, it's more about money. Because if you tell these teams, well, the fucking you're not going to get the home field, they're like, what the fuck? That's money.
We're not doing a shit ton of money for the town. Yeah.
Robert Underwood is saying, Joel Klatt said it best. They just took too long, and these useless bowl games now have to go. Let others, not in the playoffs, play for the Cotton Bowl or whatever.
Branding the finals and semifinals as a bowl is fucking stupid. For sure. It's just playoff games, dude. Like, well, you're the Cotton Bowl champ because you won the semifinals. Shut the fuck up.
Right. Nobody cares about that. Yeah, I agree. I didn't.
They pop champagne in the first round of the baseball playoffs.
It's stupid.
It's dumb.
It's fucking dumb. You can't be popping champagne.
Nah, dude, celebrate your victories. Come on.
I saw Ohio State celebrating the Cotton Bowl thing, so I was like, I didn't win anything. I don't care about that. What do I win?
Well, you can do what the Mets did a couple years ago and practice celebrating a World Series win in spring training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? If you want to go full retard.
You got to manifest it.
Yeah. Well, the Rays will be playing spring training all year round. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's all they ever do. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Hey, don't shit on the Austin Rays.
Let's see. Right?
Once they become the Austin Rays, then we'll have a conversation about it.
Exactly. James Strom said, I'd like to see 16 teams, 12-game regular season, no conference championship game.
12 is too much.
Limit transfers. Okay, what about that? What about limiting transfers? Do you get a certain number?
Limit. You mean
scholarship.
I'll put it this way. So I know what he's talking about. So Ohio State bought like 8 offensive linemen already for next year. Do you limit the number of people you can buy out of the portal?
So there's going to be some version of a salary cap that happens in the NCAA at some point. I don't think it's going to be about NIL spending either. I think it might be more about the portal.
And by the way, some of these calls that I'm in now have halted because of this. They're expecting some ruling to come down with these universities because, you've got to curb this at some point.
Fuck it. Abolish the NCAA.
That's another possibility that you have. Conferences. I mean, right now the NCAA and most sports have a lot of power. In college football, they have a very limited amount of power.
NCAA sucks, but it is useful for literally every other sport.
Mm. Yeah. But for football, it doesn't really do anything.
By the way, they do all the other sports, as far as I know, very well. The College World Series rules. The NCAA tournament rules.
Hockey does really well. Yep. Soccer does really well. Frozen golf does really well. Yep. All that stuff. Yep. It's just in football, the conferences are so powerful that it's like – the NCAA is pointless.
And you literally have to separate football from the rest because it's fucking, again, like we've talked about before.
It's a billion.
UCLA tennis should not be traveling to Rutgers midweek in fucking February or whatever.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Make them go to Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Justin Jarvis said, I loved it. But Georgia, that's right. They lost their quarterback in the conference championship game. I mean, that Because that if Carson Beck plays.
But I thought they were better off without Carson Beck.
No, they sure aren't.
If they had had time with that kid, they probably would have been a little bit better.
Well, they will next year. They got all the time in the world.
No. They weren't better off because they lost Carson Beck. That my theory was they were better off because it forced Mike Bobo to shrink his stupidity.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't.
Is he still there? Did they get rid of Bobo?
No,
or
Bobo's still
there. He's still there, and he's going to spend.
He's going to terrorize.
He's going to spend fucking like 3 months teaching these kids the dumbest. Like the playbook looks like the fucking U.S. tax code.
Yeah.
Like no, run four fucking plays and win.
Team like Georgia, especially, yeah.
You've got the biggest dudes on the line. You can run four plays.
Yeah. Just get another fucking Chubb, Sony Michel type guy and run it down their fucking.
RPO and your fucking pass plays just have fucking at least one option on the play, right? Like your fucking slot guy is going to go left or right depending on the coverage. And you could win at Georgia because you got bigger dudes than everybody. I don't understand why you would, of all the places where you would get complicated on offense, you've never had an elite quarterback in the history of your university. Why are you getting complicated?
Yeah.
Hey.
Stafford.
Stafford. He was.
But they didn't win a championship.
No,
they didn't.
But he was.
He was good. Yeah,
he's still. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Aaron Murray
was a great college quarterback.
Yeah.
He wasn't that bad.
Just not like. Come on now.
Jason Grantham says right amount of teams. Top four should get a bye, not the conference champions.
Yep. Okay. I think most. Everybody's got to agree on that one.
I think so too. So who would have been the top four then?
It would have been Texas, Georgia, Oregon and Notre Dame, right?
Yep. Penn State. It was Penn State fifth.
No, but Penn State lost to Oregon.
Notre Dame probably would have gotten one. Yeah.
Yeah, they would have gone ahead of them in the seedings. But all right, do you make Notre Dame then join a conference?
Yes.
Well, they're never going to because they made like $30 million
on
their own.
They got a sweet TV deal with NBC.
I mean, you could just change the rule in the NCAA and there's nothing Notre Dame can do about it that you have to be part of a conference to make the CFP playoffs.
Well, they've already accepted that they can never get the bye. So they're cool with it.
As long as the current rules and it didn't really.
Well, the
cost
current
them.
Rules with the conference championship having a bye is not a good thing, in my opinion.
The way it's set up right now. No,
we've totally seen that play out in Major League Baseball too. It's just not good.
Every bye team lost.
I think it wouldn't be as big of a deal if it was just a 2 week bye.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's not fucking.
In football, that's how it goes.
Yeah,
in the NFL, it's always been like that.
Yeah,
you get a first round bye and then fucking play the week after. Yeah.
Joel Long though is the winner of this, in my opinion, though, just because he put a fun graphic in here that I really love. He said a 16 team CFP with no politics, just common sense. So you go top 16. Nobody gets a bye because there's no conference champions or any of that other shit. So this would have put Oregon against Clemson, Indiana against Boise State.
Well, no, it would have been the 16th team.
The 16th team was Clemson.
That was Clemson.
Rankings-wise. And then 15 was Arizona State, I believe, right?
Yeah, so Indiana. So,
Boise was like 11th, though.
Or South Carolina.
But Indiana at Boise, so the winner of that would have played then Oregon after that. Yep. So Oregon could have continued. Penn State at Miami, I like that game. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame against Arizona State. Love that game, actually. Mm-hmm. That would have been a
blast.
Fucking
absolutely.
Great game to watch. Ohio State at Alabama.
Good game.
Fuck
think
yeah.
Think you roll, but good.
I did too, but it's a fun matchup. Yeah. Texas against Ole Miss. Love that game as well.
Ole Miss rolls.
Tennessee at SMU. Sure. SMU's got to be in there somewhere at 10. So, and then Georgia at South Carolina. God damn, that would have been bangers across the board.
I don't hate any of that. And to be honest, even.
And then no one gets a bye.
Even without the bye, the best team ends up winning that tournament.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
So
best team.
The way that, if we're just looking at, you know, probably how it would have shaken out then, Ohio State would have then probably played Oregon for the national championship based on the brackets this guy has that he's got built here.
Yeah. Maybe Penn State beats Oregon. Right in that series because it's the second time and it's hard to beat.
Yes,
but yeah, it would have been something like that. Yeah,
although you do catch Notre Dame second round.
Yeah, Notre Dame was tough.
They were tough and they weren't that badly beat up at that point. No. So, Joel Long really liked this one. That would have been fucking awesome games across.
Yeah, but
the board.
You're also after the fact applying this to the way things turned out. That may not be the way things turn out if you do a 16 team.
Well, if it's always the top 16. Mm-hmm. Then yes, you'll get something very similar to this. But then what's the case for going undefeated all year and not, you know, working your ass off?
You can win 162 games in a Major League Baseball season and lose in the first round and a 2 out of 3, or in a 3 out of 5 games and be gone.
I remember that Mariners team. That's the one that sticks out to me the most.
They won 116 fucking games,
and then they were gone the first rounds.
Deuces. Yeah. The playoffs are a different animal. If you want it to be European soccer, then do that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Baseball is an interesting sport, almost an outlier sport, because football doesn't really change. Basketball, you change because rotations tighten up and stuff like that.
Yeah, you go from like an 11-man rotation down to like an 8 or 7 or 8.
Right. Sometimes. But playoff baseball is barely the same sport as
I mean, it would make more sense to switch out your coaches for playoff baseball more than even the players, to be honest.
Yeah. It's just a different, totally different animal.
Bring in a wartime consigliere.
That's a whole other thing. We might do that on our MLB preview show, is how to fix the fucking playoffs.
Mm. Exactly. I think that'd be fun. And then ask the listeners what they think. Also,
don't have to worry about it. The Braves. You're not making the playoffs this year.
What do you care? Yeah. You don't like the Phillies?
Yeah. Love the Phillies, especially when they're in the playoffs.
God, I can't wait till the Eagles lose on Sunday. All right, so MyBookie also just posted, as of today, the national championship odds for next year. I don't necessarily agree with these. So if you're looking to bet now, you can get in on these. They've got Ohio State at 4.5 to 1 as the favorite. Here's why I don't agree with that. Ohio State just lost Chip Kelly yesterday, offensive coordinator. They lost their defensive coordinator, and they also lost their offensive line coach. They've got to restaff. They got new quarterback who's never played before, all that other stuff, and there's nobody in the portal. So it's not like they're bringing in a portal QB for them. And
Ryan Day on the hot seat?
Yeah.
No, he will not be.
The Big Ten, I still don't know if the Big Ten's deep, but the top of the Big Ten is still just nuts.
It is. I think Penn State, Texas is number two. That I agree with.
Get the fuck out of it.
Really?
No.
With Arch?
Nah.
Who cares?
All right. Oregon, it's number 4, 7-1. Who's their quarterback?
It doesn't matter.
I gotta get somebody.
No,
they got a great coach. They're gonna have talent.
They're gonna have dudes.
Yeah, they're so.
But they've been bringing in 1 year guys forever. Did they do that this year? See. I think it's the kid from Dripping Springs, by the way.
Okay,
who's like on their roster?
I'm pretty sure they have a 5-star in the mix that they recruited. That's gonna be a stud.
Who are they saying on there? For Oregon QB.
Oregon QB next.
While you look that up, Georgia is in there at 4. Penn State is at 8.5 to 1 here.
Ah.
Notre Dame is at 12.5 to 1. Got
Dante Moore is a UCLA transfer. So another.
Oh, that's right. Fucking A. So they got another transfer kid. Yeah. You're right. Fuck.
I don't think he's going to start, though.
It's just what it said was expected.
Okay. Alabama at 15 to 1. Tennessee at 16 to 1. Clemson at 17 to 1. LSU at 18 to 1. Ole Miss, it's 19-1, and then Michigan down there at 21.
I like Clemson, like the value the Gamecocks are giving you.
Clemson will never win another title with Dabo there.
Well, what they're saying is Klubnik is coming back.
Yeah,
So
here's part of it.
They'll be in the mix.
Part of it's path, right? They play in an easy conference. So the fact that they have a high probability of making the playoffs probably helps their odds.
They have, odds wise, that's true, but. To actually win, not one fucking prayer.
So let's
They've only won with generational quarterbacks, and they do not have Klubnik is not anywhere close to that.
I know it's February 3rd. Let's go around the horn here. We'll start with you, Dan, here to kind of end this today. Who's your way, way, way too early championship game predictions here?
The two teams that would be in the championship game?
Yes.
Let's see. Penn State, Georgia.
Okay.
Something like that, probably. Maybe Penn State, Ohio State, but I don't know how they're going to seed, and I don't know what Ohio State's doing to replace their quarterback yet.
And
I know
they've got a guy coming in, but... coaching staff, yeah. I'd like to see Brian Hartline, BOC.
By the way, those Clemson odds are especially insane, considering... I know they have returners or whatever, but they are ranked 27th in overall class between recruiting and transfers right now.
Interesting.
So they're not... like a ton of talents coming in.
No. So whoever's there is there. Delco, who do you got next year?
It's probably UCF Pitt.
God, I don't even think they're on here. I don't think either of those teams are listed. My God.
Scott Frost wins another natty.
North Carolina's down there at 180 to 1. That's a fun one if you're just having some fun sprinkling down there. They get UTSA ahead of UCF. So that's probably not great.
Easier path.
Yeah. Who do you got? Who think you'll be in the national championship next year?
I'm going to be blind with my fandom.
Okay.
Yeah.
UCF. Great. Bob, who do you got?
I'll go the opposite of being blind and pick like a worst case scenario. And you know what? Tennessee.
Why is that worst case?
That's because I hate Tennessee. That's my February pick is Tennessee. If you want,
I like Tennessee.
Their quarterback was young. He's coming back. Heupel's stacking wins. I mean, I think they are. And so the SEC schedules stay roughly the same between this year and next year. Tennessee, they just flip where they play, like home and away. But it's the same teams. Tennessee had a fairly favorable schedule. Heupel, again, stacking wins. Quarterback is really good and young. Yeah, I could see Tennessee ripping one off.
My actual answer, though, is Penn State's going to win the national championship. Big Ten is now dominating college football.
Yeah.
SEC, your time's out. Your time's over.
I've got Penn State. I've got Penn State against Texas for the national championship.
I mean, just wait until Washington, because they're going to. Wait until they're back. Wait until USC gets reliant. Wait until USC's back again, too. There's powerhouse organizations. Like, I don't think the SEC will be as competitive against the Big Ten.
It's a basketball conference.
5 years from now.
It is a basketball conference.
To be honest.
It's switched. Like, yeah, it's a basketball conference.
Five years from now, do you think that Georgia, Alabama, LSU, et cetera, are going to be competitive against Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon, Washington, and USC, right? Those are five.
Georgia will be, because Kirby Smart's in his 40s.
Georgia will be,
yeah,
right. But Alabama, we don't know how
Texas
that's going to.
Texas will always be because they got money.
Yeah, they'll have money in Alabama.
Yep.
But LSU's been as up and down as any team has been since Saban left.
Missouri's going back Kelly's to the gutter. Right?
Nah, Missouri's a sleeping giant ready to pounce.
But they'll be a sleeping giant, right? They'll like for real when they're good, it'll be like, yeah. Oh shit, they're good this
so
year.
You have
Sprinkle Mizzou. They're 130-1.
This year.
I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think, yeah, you have Alabama falling off. I think the top of the SEC will never be what it was in the Saban heyday because you're talking about literally the greatest college football coach in college football history, and there's not even a close second.
No.
So that's impossible. But I think the SEC is still going to be like comically deep, and because you still have the talent gap in terms of guys on the field. There's still a humongous gap between the SEC and the Big Ten, especially once you get into the middle and the bottom, because those SEC schools, even the bottom of it, recruit way better and all that shit. They do.
I mean,
I'll tell you what
Auburn's
I don't care
gonna
about.
Auburn's going to be Auburn again. They're going to suck.
I don't care about
Arkansas's
middles or bottoms.
Suck.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Talking about national titles.
Yeah.
And I think
there's four. There's probably four from each league.
Vandy's going to go back to winning three games.
There could be five. USC could be a powerhouse again.
They could.
They've got more. To be honest, I don't know who they've got to hire a thug to run their fucking NIL program because they've got more money than any of these other schools.
I know.
Maybe Notre Dame's got more endowment money, but none. Even the bigger Ohio State and Texas, the largest public schools that exist, can't compete with USC. They can't. They cannot compete.
If USC was actually serious about NIL, you're correct.
I have a bold prediction. Mm-hmm. I actually believe in A&M next year.
Really?
Yeah.
If you just say it every year, eventually it must come.
Here's the thing. They're 25-1, so it's not that crazy of an odds.
They have the best
A&M's
recruiting class.
A&M's bringing back a lot of dudes.
They have a top 10 recruiting class every year, too.
They do.
And half for like the last four or five.
They always have money down there.
Elko did a good job. And their schedule's tough, though. They had a really tough schedule this year. They just played it well. So who knows if that'll happen again. And next year, I believe they have to play at Notre Dame, at Texas. And Texas just beat the shit out of them in College Station. They come to Missouri. I believe they play someone else really good on the road as well, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
Oh, yeah, they got... Oh, this is not good.
It's a rough schedule.
Who is this?
At Notre Dame, at Arkansas, at LSU, at Missouri.
Who's this?
And they end at Texas.
Oh, God.
And they play a gauntlet.
They also got to play UTSA.
Yeah.
Well.
Who's, by the way, not bad.
They're not terrible.
That's their warm-up. And they've got Auburn and Florida.
Florida's
going to have a resurgence.
I'm telling you,
South Carolina.
Yeah, here's the thing too. If you want to talk about
Sellers.
Like depth of quality of programs, there's a just in terms of like historic and resources, the SEC's program has more resource deep programs than the Big Ten does. Right, like you have the big boys like Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Texas, and then you've got up and comers. And Ole Miss, too, for that matter. And then you've got up-and-comers like Missouri's NIL laws have completely changed the way we recruit. And and A&M, too. Like, there's more depth of spending in the SEC than there is in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Glaring omission.
What?
South Carolina.
Yeah.
South Carolina is fucking good.
Sellers. And then, by the way, that fucking Air Nolan kid from Ohio State, that's where he transferred to.
Yeah.
So he's going to be.
You're never going to see.
After Sellers.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. I'll say it. Penn State beats South Carolina national championship next year.
I think it's. I get Penn State, Texas, and that's a toss up because you got Franklin versus Sark, and I don't know who wins that
I
game.
I want to be different.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. Before we get out of here, Luca's dad said he doesn't deserve this.
What's his mom up to?
Ripped the entire organization.
Who cares about his dad? What's his mom up to?
Not sure. Is she hot?
Have you ever seen Luca's mom?
No.
No.
She's extremely young.
Really?
Her mother, yeah. Okay. She, I mean, go check her out.
All right. Yeah. I will.
She has an Instagram.
And then real quick, you guys are doing college basketball now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's Luca's mom.
Whoa. That
looks like his girlfriend.
Yeah, it does.
Wow, that's strange. Okay. Well, she's destined for LA.
Shared a post about Luca with him in a Laker jersey.
Hell yeah.
Sources are also saying that Gambling Ring has been tied to college hoops.
Yeah, we talked about that.
We covered that in that.
Who was it?
I got to be honest.
Everyone's doing it.
I got to be honest. I'm fucking shocked by it. I can't fucking believe. The fuck out of here, man.
Dude,
it's going to be more and more prevalent.
Yeah. Everyone. And
I know.
These people
they got
an
MLB umpire who just got fired for Hoberg for gambling violations. He's out of there.
Fucking idiots.
Holy shit, dude. Oh, and Myles Garrett requested a trade today.
Yep.
Finally, good for him.
God, Jesus let that Christ. Poor man. Look, I know he's a piece of shit human being, but he's a really good football player.
Is he?
Yeah, he smacked his fucking girlfriend around.
Oh, is that him?
One of many.
He also tried to kill a guy with his helmet.
That's fine.
Well, that's fine.
If Mason Rudolph just evaborated off the planet right now, would you notice?
No,
I would not.
I would not notice at all.
That dude's an NPC. Get him out of here.
That's so fucking funny, man. And then Izzy got knocked out first. I mean, that was awful.
What are you going to
do? No, second round. He was winning the first round.
Oh, yeah?
He got caught. It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
Imovov's good.
What does he do, retire? Take a year off?
No, probably take a year off. Let his brain heal up a little bit.
He's such a big star, he could fight and headline something. Especially a fight night card.
Yeah.
Okay.
He could, but he's not. How old is he?
He's not that old.
It's like 34, I think. Yeah, take a year off. Let your brain heal up a little bit.
And then Barkley's saying that LeBron's probably going somewhere.
Not this year.
He's 35.
I would do it.
Nah, play with Luka, see how it goes.
No, go to Cleveland. And end it. If you're going to end your career, if you could win a title with Cleveland, that would be a fucking amazing end to your career that even Jordan didn't have.
Yeah. Oh, Rory won at Pebble.
He did, man. Good for him. When he's good, it is good for the sport of golf.
Ran away on
he
Sunday.
He sure did, man. And by the way, it also, for the first time, got everybody in the room and bars and restaurants pepped up like, hey, put the golf on. Rory's winning. Mm. And that hasn't happened in a long time. So
he's playing really well, too. His last... I think 10 starts, he's been top 5, top 10.
Everybody at the restaurant I was at, I was at Dripping Springs Distillery. It was like, man, if he could win the Masters, how fucking awesome would that be for golf?
The Grand Slam.
I agree. So good to see him win.
It's 9-1.
9-1 right now. For the Masters? Yeah.
That's pretty short odds.
Shit. That is short odds.
Usually the shortest odds are somewhere around 7-1.
Scheffler.
Right?
Scheffler's 4-1.
Four. If somebody's on a heater.
Scheffler this week in Waste Management, he's 2-1.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Gross.
It's waste management.
Yeah.
He's won twice, and the field's not great this year.
I know. We won't be there either. I love it, though. If you're out there, God bless you guys. Appreciate you tuning in. Go to Patreon here. We'll be live with Drinking Bros Fake News in about 5-10 minutes over there. Subscribe to Drinking Bros Podcast Patreon, and join us. Should be a banger of a show. Over there. Don't forget to rate this show a 5-star and leave a quick review on iTunes. Also, head on over to Spotify. Just a 5-star and you can walk away. And yes, we will be live for the Super Bowl. Join us for the watch party. Derek Wolfe will be in town and Delco will be on stage with us along with Lasro Lopez in a ghost bed there, all stretched out. That'll be fun.
Go Birds!
Go Chiefs. Only because I got money on them. Sorry. I don't care who wins. I just want to win money.
I'll clown pole.
I'll just want to win money, all right? For David Anthony Holloway, Delco, Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.